Welcome back to The Lead. Topping our world lead today, a major U.S. airstrike taking out al-Qaeda-linked terrorists who may have been on the verge of attacking American troops. The Pentagon says American warplanes killed at least 150 al-Shabaab militants at a training camp in Somalia, about 120 miles north of the capital of Mogadishu. It's a camp that the U.S. says it had its eyes on for several weeks. Let's get right to CNN's Barbara Shar. She's live at the Pentagon. Barbara, what can you tell us about this mission?
Good afternoon, Jake. This is a very odd airstrike. We really haven't heard about anything like this ever before. A mix of unmanned drones and manned fighter jets attacking this training camp 120 miles north of Mogadishu, killing, according to the Pentagon, about 150 militants on the ground. But this is an unusual place for al-Shabaab to operate and unusual for them to put that many people in one place. The Pentagon says they've been watching the camp for several weeks, and the intelligence showed them, at least, that these people were in the midst of planning an attack, and they believe they ended an imminent threat against the small number of U.S. troops in Somalia and the African peacekeepers also there. A bit of a surprise, because al-Shabaab has been back on its heels in recent months and years. However, more recently, of course, al-Shabaab, the group said to be involved in the recent attack that brought down a commercial airliner, also other attacks in and around Somalia. This is a group that is quite capable of causing instability across East Africa and total misery, of course, to the people of Somalia. The details, however, it has to be said, still remain very murky. The U.S. says it killed 150 militants on the ground. There are already some reports coming out of the area that claim civilians were killed. The Pentagon says it doesn't think they did kill any civilians in this strike.